This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least two people have been killed during protests in Myanmar's largest city. The violence says security forces continue their violent crackdown against dissent following last month's military coup. One of the victims was shot in the head and the other was shot in the abdomen, according to local media covering the demonstration Sunday in Yangon. Video posted on social media showed crowds of people, some wearing hard hats and gas masks, running down a street amid sounds of gunfire. The demonstrators sprayed vapor from the fire extinguishers as they retreated to smother the tear gas, and also to create a vapor screen that makes it harder for police to pursue or shoot them. There were also reports of injuries from live rounds and rubber bullets. Amid a third wave of the coronavirus that is gripping Pakistan's largest province, Punjab, and the northern part of the country, Pakistani health and administrative authorities have imposed a partial lockdown in some areas. Punjab authorities fined scores of marriage halls and restaurants for violating restrictions imposed again to fight the virus. Officials in Islamabad warned citizens that they must wear face masks and maintain social distancing in public. Pakistan has reported more than 605,000 cases, including more than 13,500 deaths. Jordan's health minister resigned Saturday after at least seven COVID-19 patients died at a hospital in Salt near Amman due to a shortage of oxygen at the facility. That's according to state media reporting. Later Saturday, Jordan's King Abdullah II visited the hospital where an angry mob had gathered. This is VOA News.